You're listening to Catholic Talk Radio in Chicago and the suburbs on Relevant Radio 950 AM.
Good morning. I'm Cardinal Francis George. For the next hour, the Archdiocese of Chicago will be hosting discussions on issues, people, and associations that touch our lives. Welcome to the Catholic Community of Faith.
Good morning. Welcome to Catholic Community of Faith, and I'm Father Greg Sackowitz, pastor of St. Mary of the Woods on Chicago's Northwest Side on Relevant Radio 950 AM. Our phone number is, Gratz, where is the phone number?
It's a new number.
It's an old number. I can't remember.
312-534.
We'll get that number.
255.
Nice way to start the program.
Don't call us yet. They don't know what we're talking about yet anyway. Yeah. Why would they want to call us?
Co-host, Grazie
Marqueschi. Unless they want to say what a competent job those hosts
are. Well, here we go. 312-255-8408. 312-255-8408. I'm glad that I can.
We'd better get a phone call now.
Pretty good.
We'd better get a phone call. Make us feel good. Call us.
Grazie, we have a giveaway, and we have with us Graziano Marqueschi, the Director of Lay Ministry Formation for the Archdiocese of Chicago. Good morning, Graz.
Good morning, Greg.
What a beautiful day.
Hallelujah.
What a beautiful spring day.
He is risen. He truly is risen.
85 degrees, about 80 tomorrow, and just if you have a chance, get outside and enjoy it. The weather here in Chicago, as we continue our Easter season, have a tremendous program lined up. We have with us in studio Thomas Neil Mulligan, member of the Order of Malta and the Archdiocese of Chicago and the Order of Malta, are co-sponsoring the Chicago charity premiere of Testimony, a film documentary about the life of the late Pope John Paul II, on May 8th at the Copernicus Community and Civic Center. And Tom, welcome to the Catholic Community of Faith.
Thank you very much.
And it's great to have you on the program. Now, listen, tell us about the big event happening on May 8th, or even to back it up, give us a little bit of history, how Testimony came about.
Testimony is produced by a member of the Order of Malta. He is the ambassador from the Order of Malta to Cuba, and he wanted to come to Chicago and tell us a little bit about his work, and at the same time he wanted to screen the movie, primarily for the Polish media in Chicago. And I happened to see the film, and we got this idea that it would be wonderful to show this film for everybody. It would be shown in English on the night of May the 8th. And we were able to find sponsors in order to cover all of our expenses so that everything that would be raised in the form of ticket revenue, if we want to call it that, is meant for charity, both here and internationally within the Order of Malta.
And I first have to say this. You know, I know very little. I've always heard about the Order of Malta, but this is a great little summary. The Order of Malta is one of the oldest orders in Christianity, dedicated to serving the sick and the poor. The order is also recognized as a sovereign entity among nation states. The diplomatic activities of the order, which has accredited diplomatic missions in 102 countries of the world, are closely linked to its humanitarian mission. Multilateral organizations such as the UN support in activities of the order. That's quite a feat that your whole thrust of the order is serving the sick and the poor, which was what Pope John Paul II was all about.
Exactly.
Serving the poor.
Wait, can we go back? You're a sovereign state?
We are a sovereign state. We don't have territory, but we are a recognized sovereignty.
How does that happen?
This goes way back in history. We have 900 years of history. We have been a religious order for that period of time, but we've also been a military order. And this goes back probably to the time of following around the Battle of Lepanto when we were declared a sovereignty. The head of the Order of Malta, called the Grand Master, was made a prince, and at that time, of course, we had the island of Malta. We lost that in term as time went by to Napoleon, but at the same time, we utilize this today in order to – we are no longer emphasizing our military function, but our hospitaller function, our hands-on service to the sick and the poor. And by maintaining a neutrality – we have been able to have access into many, many nations. For example, we were in India at the time of the tsunami, and within 24 hours, we had our emergency relief services in Sri Lanka providing water purification services to the people there.
It just amazes me, Tom, just the history you gave in that brief synopsis, which I find fascinating. I think I must have missed that day in class.
Yeah.
which might have been one of many grunts.
So when you said that the gentleman you named earlier is the ambassador to Cuba, I was going to ask earlier, you mean like a real ambassador?
Like a real ambassador.
So he represents the state of the Order of Malta.
Yes. And that's the way we are able to bring medical and humanitarian relief into Cuba, which is really a very suffering country these days, following three hurricanes last year in particular. We also are providing services within the Archdiocese of Chicago, and we are known for our hands-on service. For example, we work at Our Lady of the Angels Mission out on the west side, St. Thomas of Canterbury Soup Kitchen, the Catholic Charities Soup Kitchen.
Now, that's marvelous, the work you do for the sick and the needy and the poor. We'd like to have a little giveaway this morning. Call our number, 312-255-8408, 312-255-8408, and win a pair of free tickets to Testimony, a film based on a book by Cardinal Stanislaw Jivic, a feature film on the life and legacy of the late Pope John Paul II. It'll be presented in English, so to call the number with a question, comment, and the showing is on May 8th at the Copernicus Center. And tell us maybe for a moment, Tom, you know, based on that Cardinal's book, how did the movie Testimony become a reality?
As you know, Cardinal Jivic wrote this wonderful book based upon 40 years of service with and
because he was his secretary.
He was the secretary to His Holiness. And because of all of this, Testimony, the film, is an amazing depiction. It's a documentary type of a film. It also has a certain amount of reenactment, which is folded into the film so beautifully that you cannot distinguish the actor who is portraying His Holiness within the actual film footage. There's quite a bit of film footage, in fact, that has never been seen before, because we have been in concert with Arturo Mari, who has been the Vatican photographer since the time of Pius XII.
So part of the actual movie has real footage of the late Pope John Paul II.
The majority of the film.
In action.
In action. And there is a great amount of social commentary, because as you realize, the impact of John Paul II was not only sociological, historical, and political, as to how much he changed the actual components of the face of Europe as we see it today.
I don't know if a lot of people realize how fortunate they are to have lived under the papacy of Pope John Paul II. He's going to go down in history as one of the great, great popes, and obviously one of the saints. And I think a lot of us, you know, when we were growing up, I don't know about you, Greg, but I always kept thinking, how come saints were phenomena that happened only centuries ago? Why are there no saints today? And then we were lucky enough in our own lifetime to live together with Mother Teresa, John Paul II, who are going to be giant saints.
He was a saint in our midst.
Amen.
And
amen.
Again, please call 312-255-8408. The phones have been ringing to receive tickets to the premiere of Testimony on May 8th at Copernicus Center. Mom, again, that number is 312-255-8408. We're going to go to a break here on Catholic Community Faith on Relevant Radio, 9:58 a.m. I'm Father Greg Zachwitz, along with Graziano Marcheschi and our guest, Thomas Neil Mulligan, of the Member of the Order of Malta. Stay with us and do not touch that dial.
We asked people all over America, what have you done for your marriage today?
Boy, I gave a huge hug this morning, like a really big squeeze that lasted forever. Great kiss. Those things are really important.
She got a really short haircut that she hated, and I wrote her a note and put it up on the mirror saying that she was a cute girl with cute hair.
What have I done for my marriage today?
We've actually organized a date night tonight.
What have I done for my marriage today?
Wow, that is a great question.
I took the baby while she worked.
I got up with the baby while he slept.
Yeah.
Today, I sent an email to my husband, and I said, "You rock."
Well, I've done today what I usually do, and that is obey.
I listened to my wife when we talked on the telephone today. She really likes it when I listen.
What have you done for your marriage today? Little things can make a big difference. For ideas, go to foryourmarriage.org, a message from the Catholic Communication Campaign.
Real men answer the call to the priesthood. Is God calling you?
You know, I'm honored to be a priest for the Archdiocese of Chicago. I think it's great.
There's a desire to want to give back and to help and to serve those who are especially in need.
I think there's a wonderful opportunity for us to bring good news to a world that's very much in need.
When I experience through my ministry someone being brought closer to the Lord, it's an exciting, thrilling moment.
If you feel God's call to a priestly vocation, contact us at 312-751-8298. Or visit our website at chicagopriest.com. John Paul II once said, "Do not be afraid. Open your heart to Christ. The deepest joy there is in life is the joy that comes from God. Jesus is the hope of the world. The people are calling. The world is calling. God is calling. Answer the call to the priesthood."
Welcome back to Catholic Community of Faith. I'm Graziano Marcheschi, co-hosting today with Father Greg Sakowicz, and we are talking about the film Testimony, based on the book by Pope John Paul II's former secretary, now Cardinal Stanislaw Żywiś. How do you like me doing
good.
That? This Italian boy, huh?
Żywiś. I'm impressed.
I'm impressed. Last week,
are
I
you
went,
a linguist?
I could be. I should be, shouldn't I? I went to St. Hyacinth Basilica, met Father Osek, and I
great
said,
guy.
And I said, "Cardinal Żywiś, I think he was impressed. This Italian boy could do the Polish name." All right, we would
not
like
bad.
To welcome to the
go
program
to the phones.
One of our callers, Carol, who is the winner of our two tickets and also has a comment for us. Carol, welcome to the program.
Good morning.
Good morning, Carol.
I'm very excited because when Pope John Paul came through Chicago, I waited in front by the Copernicus Center. There was a big crowd of us, and the Pope's car just came by and just flashed by, and we didn't get to see him, although I did go down to Grant Park. And I've been listening to Relevant Radio for the last 6 months, and everything I've learned on the show has been fantastic. And talking about John Paul, I have been put it on my calendar to get tickets for this. I wanted to see it. So I'm so excited that you guys are going to give me tickets.
Well, Carol, just stay on the line so that Diane can get your address. And again, the phone number is 312-255-8408. Please call in. We have more tickets to give away to Testimony. It is an opportunity to see a tremendous premiere. So, Carol, thank you very much for that phone call.
And thanks for being a faithful listener. And if you want to see a truly spectacular statue of Pope John Paul II, on the grounds of St. Hyacinth Basilica, right next to the Basilica. Just absolutely amazing. It's a gorgeous piece. There are a couple of...
How big is the statue?
Oh, it must be 8 or 9 feet tall.
I didn't remember reading too much about that in the paper.
Yeah, it was a surprise to me. When I drove up there, I'm like, whoa, when did they do that? But it's a little shrine. There are kneelers and benches. It's a little reflection area.
To the late Pope.
Worth making a trip to see.
In fact, also let our listeners know that... please go to www.archchicago.org to learn more information about Testimony, but or also, like I say, call 312-255-8408. We are giving away tickets for like the next 7 or 8 minutes. Tom, maybe again, let us know, what has been your involvement with the premiere of Testimony? I presume you have seen it.
I have seen the film.
And without giving away the whole...
Oh, yes.
That's not giving away a plot. We know what it's about. But what struck you most about the movie?
The first thing that came to my mind was that when we think about...
You don't give away the ending.
I'm not going to give away the ending. But when we think about John Paul, isn't it something that you and I have lived through? And won't we... without some sort of reminders like this, in order to really set these images in our mind, won't we start to forget as the memory will start to fade away? And as people come up in age underneath us who have not really grown up during the time of John Paul, they will never really know what his legacy is for all of us. The film is so well done. Michael York is the narrator of the film. He'll be there that night at Copernicus. That the amazing part of the film is that he speaks so respectfully, and Michael York is not a Catholic, but he really has come to understand the full impact of John Paul.
You know, I'm intrigued by the Order of Malta, so I'm going to go back to that for a second, and I'm going to read the entire title of our guest here.
Okay, we may have to go to a break after this.
But Tom Mulligan is a professed knight of Justice Sovereign Military Hospitaller, Order of St. John of Jerusalem, of Rhodes, and of Malta.
And I'll give any caller $10 to repeat what you
and
just
two
said.
Tickets.
And 2 tickets.
Now, how does
it's
one
the
become
longest title I ever heard.
A member of the Order of Malta, and how does one become a professed knight? Because I think you mentioned earlier that you're one of the few in the world.
People are invited by other members primarily because the recognition is, does somebody have a calling? It's a religious order. We are all lay members of the Order of Malta. The other members will invite somebody, and part of my job as hospitaller in this region is to coordinate with their sponsor their transition into the order. We have a full formation program. We have several spiritual activities that we do, but what really brings us together as a community is the hands-on work, working side by side. Whether it's a judge or a doctor, a tradesman, we have every representation, and it really doesn't matter. We also have auxiliary members and volunteers who work with us. And as we work side by side, that's how we develop our sense of community. And then we try and assimilate into the larger branches of the order.
What we're going to do is, again, the phone number, 312-255-8408. The phones have been hopping. If you are holding to get a hold of Diane for the tickets to testimony, please do not hang up. Diane is trying to get these phones as quickly as possible. We are going to go to the caller, to Denise. You have a comment. First of all, congratulations on winning 2 tickets to the premiere of Testimony on the Life of the Late Pope John Paul II. Good morning, Denise.
Good morning. Thank you for taking my call.
Well, thank you for calling.
I just wanted to say that I so miss John Paul. He was absolutely one of our greatest popes, and we were so fortunate and blessed to, you know, have him for 26 years. And I just want to say to the people who are listening, please continue to pray to him, because we're in very, very tenuous times right now, and we need his prayers. And I just want to say God bless you, and I'm looking forward to seeing the movie.
Yeah, that's exactly what, when I stood before that statue last week, immediately it came to my heart, ask for his intercession for the church, because he was the shepherd on earth of the church for so many years. He has a great love for God's people, and I thought he's the man to go to.
And part of it is, you know, it just amazed me that he was our pope, I think it was for over 26 years. I might be off, except, I mean, he had, I think, the third longest in the history of the papacy as pope. So again, Denise, thank you very much for that call and that
thank
comment.
Thank you.
And God bless
and
you.
God bless you.
God bless you and have a great weekend. Also, if you are the fifth caller, receive a photo of Grazia Marcheschi's first Holy Communion picture, plus 2 tickets. Plus, so again, 312-255-8408. The phones have been ringing off the wall. If you are holding, please remain holding. And Diane's trying to get the calls as quickly as possible, along with Michael May. Tom, maybe a question like this. Why should someone go see Testimony?
I think for the satisfaction of really knowing more about John Paul II and living that experience over again. I can tell you from how many times we saw when he was here in 79, I was on Michigan Avenue just as Carol was over by the Copernicus. And even though that motorcade went by quickly, I was absolutely certain that he was looking at me as he drove by in the car. You see that same look within the film itself, and it's very moving. You get goosebumps, I'll tell you, in many, many respects as the film flows along. It's only 90 minutes, and Cardinal Jivic having been privy to so much as to what has been the thoughts behind everything within John Paul's life for the last 40 years, is divulging that to us, and he's giving us the opportunity to know even more.
What's interesting was we all have stories about the late Pope John Paul II. When I was ordained to the priesthood on May 9th, 1979, so I'll be celebrating 30 years in 2 weeks, when he arrived in Chicago that following October, I was privileged to be at Five Holy Martyrs to distribute Holy Communion when he celebrated Mass with the late Bishop Abramovich, who was pastor then at Five Holy Martyrs, and thousands of people. But also when he came to the cathedral, and I forgot the exact date, but I got within about 4 feet. And he was a big man.
He's a huge man.
He was about 6'2", 6'3". I heard in his day, a great athlete. And you looked at him, in some ways he looked like a linebacker. He was no slouch. But even as the years waned, became bent, we could see there was a solidness about him. And we all have the stories.
I was at that Five Holy Martyrs liturgy, too, inside the enclosure, because I was chaperoning a group of high school kids. And I was very close and filmed the entire liturgy, so I felt like that was a special moment. But then 10 years later, when he was here again in Arizona, I actually got to talk to him for a minute, and I had the audacity. I was roundly slapped on the hand for doing it, but I touched his shoulder. And that's when I saw what a solid, strong man he really was.
Wow.
Secret Service guy whacked me away. I put my hand back again, and I got whacked a second time. I would gladly have taken that whack across the face for the privilege of having touched that holy man.
That is something. Well, listen, we need to bring the segment to a close. Again, we have many people on hold. Please do not hang up. We'll get to every phone call to give you a pair of tickets to Copernicus on May 8th. What time is it going to be, Tom?
8 p.m. is the actual showing of the film. The doors are opening for those who wish to buy a VIP ticket, and figure about 7:30 to show up for the actual film
itself. And the Copernicus Center is located where?
On Lawrence Avenue in Jefferson Park. Just very accessible by public transportation, as well as there seems to be plenty of parking going to be provided that
night. Do you have a phone number if people were to call to get tickets? You know, besides the ones that miss getting free tickets here today on Catholic Community of Faith?
I do. It is 800-300-5892.
How about that number once again?
800-300-5892.
Is there a web page for this?
There is. It's called testimonythepremier.com. And you also can find quite a bit of information by accessing the Archdiocesan website,
which is www.archchicago.org. It's on the front page. How much are tickets?
The tickets are $50 for the movie itself, or $150 if you wish to come and meet Michael York. Another featured guest that evening is going to be the president of the Bishops' Conference from Cuba, and I think he's here as the guest of Cardinal George. So there are some fun events that are happening
beforehand. So which means
the
tickets we are giving away today is $100 worth of tickets to lucky winners.
Yes.
Wow. So again, I know the phones, every line has been continually lit up. Don't hang up. Diane is doing the best she can. Yes, Tom.
And if I can just emphasize one more time, is that we have underwritten the entire program so that all of these tickets that are purchased by the public are going to be tax deductible. They are going to be contributions to our works here in Chicago and internationally.
And the great work that you do with the sick, the needy, and the poor. So
thank
we're
you.
Going to bring this segment to a close. I want to thank in a special way Thomas Neil Mulligan, a member of the Order of Malta, which is the mini title versus the one that Gratz gave a couple of minutes ago. Our phone number, 312-255-8408 on Catholic Community Faith, Relevant Radio, 950 a.m. on this beautiful day in Chicago. I'm Father Greg Sackwitz, along with Grazia Marcheschi. And Tom, thank you very much for the great work you do. God bless. Stay with us. We'll be back right after a break.
Wait. And even though we're going to a new segment, callers, hang on. We will get to you.
Great. Thank you very much.
Thank you. Thank you.
This is Cardinal Francis George with a personal invitation to join my internet-based network. Beginning in Holy Week, it will be my pleasure to send you short reflections to help you on your spiritual journey. You can sign up by going to our website at www.archchicago.org. All we need is your email address. That's www.archchicago.org. Thanks for joining the Cardinals Network as we use the internet to help spread the gospel of Jesus Christ.
Do you know what's going on in your church around the corner or around the world? Do you want to hear stories about your faith? Do you want to help shape Catholic thought? If you said yes, subscribe to the Catholic New World, the newspaper for the people of the Archdiocese of Chicago. Call 312-655-7777 or visit us at catholicnewworld.com. The Catholic New World, a world beyond your church, a church beyond your world.
Catholic Charities is providing community health fairs with free medical services to residents of Chicago and the suburbs. Our next fair is scheduled for Saturday, April 25th at Our Lady of Tepeyac, 2228 South Whipple in Chicago. The health fairs are open to the public and offer various medical screenings, dental exams, immunizations, and general physicals for adults and children. Local social service providers will be in attendance, offering a one-stop shop approach for families in need of assistance. Volunteers are needed to do a variety of tasks at the fairs, including helping to register participants and guide them from station to station. Please call 312-655-7298 for more information. That's 312-655-7298. We hope you take advantage of our Catholic Charities Community Health Fairs.
And welcome back to Catholic Community Faith on Relevant Radio 950 AM. I'm Father Greg Sachs, along with co-host, co-pilot, Graziano Marcheschi, the Director of Lay Ministry Formation, the Archdiocese of Chicago, coming up on 927 on this gorgeous Friday morning here in Chicago. Every line is lit up. Please hold. Diane will get you the tickets to Testimony, which will be an outstanding premiere on May 8th. And we can't take any more calls, but those that are on the line, please, please hold. And because every line is taken, we cannot get to the next segment of our program. So back by popular demand is Tom Mulligan. Graz.
Tom, we've been talking about your involvement in the Knights of Malta, who are sponsoring this event of showing the film Testimony and donating all the money to the charitable works that you do. Tell us a little bit about how you became interested in the Knights of Malta, how you actually became a member, and about the you mentioned earlier that everyone goes through a formation process. Tell us about the kind of formation that you as a layperson received in order to become a part of this religious order. All I'm sure those two things don't go together in the minds of most of our listeners.
All this in 30 seconds.
Yeah,
No.
I will try to do it in 30 seconds or less, or 250 words or less, but I think that our formation program consists primarily of working side by side in these hands-on projects, because how else can we better understand? We can talk about, oh, I should do the soup kitchen. I should do something. Those who say should have no intention of doing it. The moment you do participate and you work with somebody, you find that we get the reward probably just as much as those who are receiving the reward. The formation program here consists, we also have days of recollection, sponsored retreats, and we have various liturgies to celebrate the order's feast during the year. And those are times when we come together for some socialization as well as praying together. And we require that people do a certain number of activities during the course of the year, and it's very, very minimal, and nobody turns in a minimal amount, because once you get rolling with this and you work side by side, you really are hooked.
And you mentioned earlier you're a professed member of the order. What does that mean?
I'm a religious living in the world, and so at the moment I'm in temporary vows, my third year, and I do take the vows of poverty, chastity, and obedience with a certain relaxation on poverty, because they understand that I must work and maintain my living. And yet at the same time, hopefully this November, if I'm approved, then I will become a solemn member, and there are only 35 in the world.
And the obedience vow is taken to whom?
Our Grand Master, who is the head of the Order of Malta.
And Tom, you entered the Order of Malta how many years ago?
About 8 years ago, but I was also doing volunteer work with them before that time, so I wasn't sure if I wanted to make this commitment, and there's a certain financial commitment from the members towards the order and its works, and it didn't take much convincing.
So then again, maybe I missed it. Do you take vows?
I do.
And so when do you profess final vows?
Hopefully at the end of November.
Of this year?
Of this year.
Okay, now we're going to have to go to a break here again. Again, thank you to Tom Mulligan, a member of the Order of Malta, who's here to talk about the premier showing of testimony. Again, those that are holding, please hold. Diane will get to every phone call to give you your tickets. Thank you very much for calling. This is Catholic Community Faith on Relevant Radio 950. I'm Father Greg Sackwitz, again with Grazia Marcheschi. We'll go to part two of our program right after a break. Tom, again, thank you for the marvelous work you do. And to our listeners, stay with us. We'll be back after a commercial.
Thank you, Father.
The cemetery ministry is a core ministry of our Catholic faith tied to the corporal works of mercy. Cardinal George says, "It's comforting to know that our Catholic cemeteries are caring for the remains of our loved ones awaiting the resurrection." There are 43 Archdiocese of Chicago cemeteries willing to help you during times of loss. Call 708-449-6100 for assistance. Catholic Cemeteries, serving the Catholic community since 1837.
We asked people all over America, what have you done for your marriage today?
It's a good question.
Boy, I gave her a huge hug this morning, like a really big squeeze.
I took the baby while she worked.
I got up with the baby while he slept.
Yeah. We've actually organized a date night tonight.
I cooked my husband's favorite breakfast.
Well, I've done today what I usually do, and that is obey.
What have you done for your marriage today? Don't forget the small stuff. Need ideas? Go to foryourmarriage.org. A message from the Catholic Communication Campaign.
You're listening to Catholic Talk Radio in Chicago and the suburbs on Relevant Radio 950 AM.
Every Monday through Friday from 9 to 10 a.m., the Archdiocese of Chicago presents programming about the people, the issues, and the faith that affect all our lives. Thanks for staying with us here on Relevant Radio 950 AM. Now again, the Catholic Community of Faith.
And welcome back to Catholic Community Faith on Relevant Radio 950 AM on this beautiful, beautiful Friday morning here in Chicago. Time is 9:32. Our phone number is 312-255-8408, 312-255-8408. And our engineer, Michael May, has just again said to me, we still have many people holding on the line. Please, please do not hang up. We will get to each one of you to give you your two free tickets valued at $100 to the premiere of Testimony on May 8th at the Copernicus Center, which is based on the life of the late Pope John Paul II. But now we move to our second segment, which will be just as exciting. We have with us Leonardo DeFilippo, an actor and founder of St. Luke Productions. And St. Luke Productions are doing the Confessions of St. Augustine and Vianney. And Leonardo, welcome to Catholic Community of Faith.
Thank you so much. It's great to be on the program.
You've been with us a few times before, Leonardo.
Yes, we have. So it's wonderful to be back in the Chicago area.
Yes, our rundown from our producer said, and the next guest will be our friend, Leonardo DeFilippo.
Well, I hope so.
So there you go. I've been following your career for many years from a distance and with great admiration. I think what you do is remarkable, and that you've been able to make a living at it is obviously a sign of God's grace.
Well, I have to be very grateful to God. I think one of the greatest miracles I think is that I have seven children.
Wow!
And as an actor, that's a very unusual thing, and so I haven't found many.
So
comrades.
I guess you're not on the road all the time.
No, I'm not on the road all the time.
Where do you call home? Where is home for you?
Well, we're in the Vancouver, Washington area.
Oh, okay.
Right now, Portland, in the Northwest.
Now, you are calling us from Chicago, or are you still out west?
No, I'm still out west.
You're still out west.
Now, but ready soon to come out.
I need to read part of this press release here. In a new theatrical adaptation of a spiritual classic, The Confessions of St. Augustine, acclaimed actor and film director Leonardo DeFilippis brings to life the story of the world's greatest self-documented sinner-turned-saint. An exclusive performance of this production will be presented at DePaul University Student Center on Tuesday, April 28th, next Tuesday at 7 p.m. The event is sponsored by DePaul University's Catholic Studies Program and Catholic Intellectual Tradition Series. Interesting. For almost three decades, Leonardo and his theater company, St. Luke Productions, have been presenting dramatic performances based on the scriptures and the lives of the saints. Augustine is a modern story of a man steeped in decadent and sordid lifestyle whose passionate desires aren't satisfied by the things around him. He undergoes a conversion. And how did you decide, Leonardo, to focus on one of the greatest saints in the history of the Catholic Church, St. Augustine?
Because he lived a decadent and sordid lifestyle. No, that pulls the folks in.
Initially, I helped honor him in 1987 because that was the 1600th anniversary of the conversion and baptism of St. Augustine. That ended up really changing the course of the church and how a figure can really change the course of history, as we've seen so often in the history of the church and in the history of society and the world. But St. Augustine is really a giant in not just the faith, but in many areas of civilization. And so I felt it imperative that we bring him to life. Many people do not know who St. Augustine is, or they don't read him.
Or they misunderstand him.
Encounter with this man. Oftentimes, like as it says, you know, we don't think these saints are human beings. And of course, he's kind of like this. Like a diamond like brilliance of a man. So I decided to do him so that he could be known. And it's kind of providential in some ways because, you know, he is our current Pope's favorite saint. He has a great attraction to him. And so he's not a saint of yesterday, but a saint of today.
Now, did you write the script?
No, what I did is I took the challenge I have often. A lot of times I do new material, meaning bring to a show like, say, Maximilian Kolbe to life or whatever, or St. John of the Cross. But I took my goal was to take the Confessions itself. The goal was, can it stand alone as a drama? Can it come alive? And so that's what I did. I edited it so it would be palatable to the people, to our audience, so they could have a taste and have a catalyst, so to speak, to understand who this man was.
But then you fashioned, you chose what to take in, put in, and what to leave out.
Right. I cleaned and
together.
I tried to find those things that are going to drive the story, stay away from, a lot of different tangents of reflection, which he so often does. St. Augustine has stayed to the heart of the story, and that's why it's a unique work. The Confessions is the first autobiography ever written in history. He's the first person to ever even reflect upon himself. So in many ways, as you both probably know, I mean, he really is not only the first autobiography, but he's really the father in some ways of psychology, of sociology,
yes,
of philosophy, his great input into philosophy, theology. So it's a masterpiece in literature.
In some circles, he has a reputation of being a bit of a misogynist, being anti-woman. Does your presentation redeem him in any way?
No, I don't see, you don't really see that in here because it is an incredible relationship with women in the Confessions, particularly with his mother, with his mistress, how he speaks so incredibly honestly, and it's an amazing work in that sense to think that someone would imagine a priest or a bishop of this day and age confessing something so incredible and controversial before the whole world.
Well, wasn't it St. Augustine who said, is this in your script, when his mother was praying for his conversion and he was looking to change, did Augustine pray, oh, Lord, give me the gift of chastity, but not yet, or something to that effect?
That's in there.
I'll take how about sports for 100.
Yeah, I mean, there's a huge point in the in the drama, in the story, where he's coming to this, he cannot accept, he cannot, he is the perfect person for today, meaning he's addicted, he has a sexual addiction, which is a very prevalent, relevant thing of our age, and he cannot understand celibacy, he cannot understand control. He's a brilliant man.
That's going to be, it goes back to a comment you made earlier, Leonardo, about really a great saint, almost in the area of psychology, because of his sexual addiction. We need to go to a break here on Catholic Community of Faith on Relevant Radio, 9:50 a.m. Time is 9:40 in Chicago. I'm Father Greg Sackwitz along with Grazia Marcheschi. Phone number 312-255-8408. And by the way, thank you for the calls. We gave away 14 pairs of tickets. That was in a 20-minute span. So thank you very much for listening. We'll be back right after a break. Do not touch that dial.
You are cordially invited to attend the U.S. charity premiere of Testimony, a feature film on the life and legacy of Pope John Paul II. The film is narrated by internationally acclaimed actor Michael York.
Testimony, the untold story of Pope John Paul II, is a loving tribute to one of the most influential leaders of the 20th century, a man who came from humble beginnings to preach a message of peace, love, faith, and perseverance, and who was an inspiration to countless people around the world.
Michael York will attend the special screening of Testimony. It's scheduled for Friday evening, May 8th, at the Copernicus Community and Civic Center on Chicago's Northwest Side. Proceeds benefit the humanitarian works of the Order of Malta in the Archdiocese of Chicago and in Cuba. For more information and to order tickets, visit www.artschicago.org and click on Testimony.
Have you wondered why Christians, Jews, and Muslims engage in interreligious dialogue? On Tuesday, May 5th at 6 p.m., attend the 3rd Annual Abrahamic Faiths Intersections on Interreligious Dialogue program for the answer to this question. The panel includes Dr. Elizabeth Jeep, Associate Director of the Siena Center of Dominican University, Rabbi Asher Lopatin of Anshe Shalom B'nai Israel Congregation, and Enamel Haq, Adjunct Professor at Catholic Theological Union and Elmhurst College. The date again is Tuesday, May 5th at 6 p.m. at the DePaul University Art Museum, 2350 North Kenmore in Chicago. It is sponsored by three offices of DePaul University and the Archdiocese of Chicago's Office for Ecumenical and Interreligious Affairs. Please call 312-362-6872 or email diversitymatters@depaul.edu for more information. We hope to see you there.
Welcome back to Catholic Community of Faith, and we appreciate you listening. We are talking this morning to a very exciting spiritual actor. That may not be the best way to characterize you, Leonardo, but we're speaking with Leonardo De Filippis, who for many years has brought characters from the Catholic tradition to life. I know, Leonardo, you've worked with Francis of Assisi. Tell us some of the other characters that you've brought to life through your work.
Well, I've done St. Maximilian Kolbe, St. John of the Cross, St. Therese, St. Luke, the Gospel of Luke, and most recently I just did a whole season of the entire Gospel of John, which was a very, very profound work.
Leonardo, the list you just gave, which one was your favorite, if that's possible?
Well, they're all like children in a sense. They each have a different personality of the mind of Christ, but just recently having done the Gospel of John, which is, you know, a great mystery to do, and you know, can't get any bigger of a role than playing Christ, I found that to be a very, right now for me, a very profound work.
So the Gospel of John, did you literally memorize chapters of John?
Yeah, the whole Gospel. It's one of the only experiences that people ever have to see the entire Gospel, and so it's a, we just finished it all over the country, a national tour, so it was just very, very moving.
Wow.
That people have an encounter literally with Christ face to face. So that really had a an epic kind of experience for a lot of people.
I've had the privilege of just proclaiming the passion, you know, as a solo reading a number of times. And by the time I'm finished with that, I'm usually trembling. So I can't imagine doing the entire gospel.
It's the biggest work I've ever done, bigger than anything I ever did in secular theater when I did Shakespeare all the time. But the next challenge is Augustine is the Confessions is a very intense, very difficult work because it's high language, a little higher than Shakespeare, and very rich, of course, spiritually. So that's been very hard too.
Leonardo, let me ask you a question. That is regarding the Confessions of Saint Augustine. What is the biggest myth about the Confessions? What would you tell a listener who would say this about Augustine? You'd say, "Oh no, that is not true."
Well, I think a lot of people think that this man is. Some people will read other works, be it the City of God or whatever, all his religious works, and they'll think this man is not connected to you in some ways. I think that's a big myth, meaning he is a man who feels, who's very emotional, who feels things very deeply. And I think, you know, because he's such a giant of a man, there is no man in some ways who ever wrote as much as him. There's the famous law of saying he who has read all of his works is a liar. There's only been a few people in all of history that read all his works. And so he's a person who really, when you see the story, it connects. And I'm really shocked, and not shocked, but surprised when young people, like high school kids, college kids, will really connect with him. Because often in our world today, with the Western civilization, the decline, we dumb down our children, so to speak, that they can't get it. It's too much for them. Too much. They won't understand. It's too heavy. And they rise to the occasion, and they can connect because they're going through the same things. They're going through the same struggles. In other words, people don't know him, so there's been a disconnect.
Before we go any further, let's tell people about this presentation that you will be doing here in Chicago. The date of it will be when?
It'll be April 28th at 7 o'clock at DePaul University at the Student Center.
So that's a Tuesday night, April 28th. And if they want to get information, they would call. I don't know if you have that in front of you.
I think they would call.
I've got the number right here. It's called Miss Brenda Washington, 773-325-7423. Again, that number is 773-325-7423. Admission, it is free and open to all.
Right.
Free and open to all. Now, sometimes people, when something is free, they think, oh, well, ladies and gentlemen, this is a free opportunity you should not pass up. This is a rare opportunity to see a world-class actor present a universal-class saint of our tradition. Leonardo, talk a little bit about how you first began to do this genre of drama. You mentioned your Shakespearean background. How did you segue from that to what you're doing now?
Well, I was in the midst of a theatrical career doing all the things that normal actors do, primarily doing the classic Shakespeare in different Shakespearean companies around the country. And then I had a conversion back to the faith. I was not, in many ways, I can relate to Augustine, as many actors are. We have many Augustines out there everywhere, of course, but it's an Augustine type of lifestyle in the theatrical realm in Hollywood. And all those things that kind of have a disconnect with reality in some ways, what's happening. So I had a conversion, came back to the faith, did not know what I was going to do, had all those kind of tensions and dilemmas. And finally, a Benedictine monk, kind of encouraged me to do a work, a religious work. And I didn't know if I could do anything like that. I've never done anything. So I did a one-man show on the Gospel of Luke. And that's how I started this. That's why we're called St. Luke Productions, the patron saint of physicians, but also patron saint of artists. And so I launched myself into this new world that I had no mentors, no one to look for, you know, to talk to in the artistic realm. And so I was like a solitary runner, so to speak. And then one thing led after another. One religious order started coming to me, do this, do that. And it's been an incredible journey. So we're in a unusual niche, so to speak, that I've decided just to do Christ and our the saints, but I realize those are the subject matters that in the end are the richest and deepest, and that's where we're all going to,
you know, it's interesting, Leonardo. What gets me is that in many ways we are the beneficiaries of your conversion.
Well, it is. It's very humbling to have done these things. Like I said, I just performed the Gospel of John.
Yeah.
I sometimes would just stand back and say, I cannot believe that I have been chosen to perform, you know.
But again, in your own words, you had
God himself.
Again, you had a conversion, and again, the best definition of conversion I ever heard is conversion is not the miracle of the moment, it's a task of a lifetime. And we talk about a moment like St. Paul off the horse. Those are kind of rare. To me, conversion is not so much the miracle of the moment, but a task of a lifetime. So we are always converting even more and more to Christ. We need to go to a break here on Catholic Community of Faith on Relevant Radio, 950 AM. I'm Father Greg Sackwitz, along with Graziano Marcheschi. And our guest is Leonardo DeFilippis, who is going to be doing the Confessions of St. Augustine. And our phone number, 312-255-8408. Stay with us. We'll be back after a break. And do not touch that dial.
You're invited to watch The Church, the Cardinal, and You this weekend on cable television. Here's host Graziano Marcheschi.
Now you can receive reflections via email directly from Cardinal George. We'll tell you how to sign up for the Cardinals Network. And we'll take you to the spectacular fundraising dinner for Holy Name Cathedral, where money was raised for repairs and tribute was paid to the heroic first responders. We'll talk to Cardinal George about these stories and more in this latest edition of The Church, the Cardinal, and You.
For several interesting stories about the Archdiocese, please watch The Church, the Cardinal, and You this weekend on cable television. Go to www.archchicago.org and click on Radio TV for the time and cable channel in your area. That's www.archchicago.org. The Church, the Cardinal, and You, compelling television about your archdiocese.
If you haven't read the Catholic New World lately, you're in for quite a surprise. It's bigger, bolder, and better than ever before.
The Catholic New World is a rich and diverse resource for Catholics throughout the Archdiocese of Chicago. It carries stories of faith, hope, and inspiration. Our most read column is written by our publisher, Cardinal Francis George, our shepherd, teacher, and leader.
Our columnists provide support in spirituality and evangelization, and you'll want to browse the Around the Archdiocese page, your gateway to Catholic activities throughout Cook and Lake Counties.
In our next few issues of the Catholic New World, enjoy our Finding Grace series, The Seven Deadly Sins and Their Heavenly Virtues.
Visit our website at www.catholicnewworld.com. View our photo gallery, catch up on the latest news, and while you're there, subscribe to the Catholic New World or call 312-534-7777.
Better than ever, subscribe now to the Catholic New World.
Welcome back to the Catholic Community of Faith. I'd like to remind all of our listeners that Catholics from across the state converged on Springfield recently to voice their opinion on faith-based social justice issues. A report on Catholics at the Capitol will be among the stories highlighted on the Catholic TV news magazine Sanctuary, airing this Saturday, that's tomorrow, April 25, at 12:30 p.m. on ABC Channel 7. Normally, we air this program on Sundays, this time tomorrow, Saturday, April 25. Sanctuary will also feature reports on a national conference hosted by the Archdiocese of Chicago aimed at creating safe environments for children. The program will also take you to the festive dinner organized to raise money to repair fire damage at Holy Name Cathedral. The host of Sanctuary is our own Father Greg Sackowitz, pastor of St. Mary of the Woods Parish. Sanctuary is produced by the Archdiocese of Chicago Radio and Television Program, and most of its videotaping is done on location throughout the Chicago area.
And I have to admit that Jim Dish and Michael May and Brian Brock do a fantastic job putting the entire package together. And
world class.
You read that so beautifully. Listen, we're going to go to the phones. We have Kay. Welcome to Catholic Community Faith. And Kay, you have a question for Leonardo. Good morning, Kay. Okay. Okay, Kay, are
no
you there?
Kay.
No Kay. Okay, Graz, take it back to, well, maybe we've got Kay on hold somewhere.
Leonardo, I'll pretend I'm Kay. Are you there?
Leonardo. Uh-oh.
No, Leonardo.
Leonardo,
yes,
you're there.
I'm here. I'm
oh,
here.
You're there. Okay,
okay, good. You were waiting for Kay. All right.
Do you keep these various characters alive within your memory bank? Like, if you're working on the Gospel of John, if somebody called and said, we want you to do your St. John of the Cross presentation, can you pull him out of the drawer?
I do. Yes, that's what I do. I do them in repertoire. I have to obviously rehearse them just like any artist would, you know, if you're doing opera or anything of this nature. But, yes, it is quite complicated, I have to admit. And having done the Gospels and having done different saints and, you know, Augustine, it's a challenge.
And to do to learn a new character and mount a new presentation like the one that you've just put together for Augustine, how long does that take you?
Well, it takes me a number of weeks where I have to just methodically just start to work on it. I don't get to work on it full time because I have so many other duties. So I do it on the side in an intense way.
We're going to go to the phone. I think, Kay, we had a technical difficulty. Are you with us, Kay?
I'm here. Can
okay,
you hear me?
Okay, Earth to Mars.
Hello? Yes.
I'm hearing some static in my ear here. Welcome. Kay, Hello. Thank you very much for calling. Your question for Leonardo or comment?
Can you hear me?
Yes, we can.
Okay, what I was calling about, the different characters that you play, have you ever considered doing them on DVD so we can buy them? I'd go out and buy them right now if you had them.
Well, we do. You can go to our website, stlukeproductions.com.
stlukeproductions.com.
Yeah, stlukeproductions.com, and you can go right there to our store, and you can buy the different. We have a number of works on DVD, and so you can look up those and buy those. Sure.
Is there a phone number to call, or just the
You can call 800-683-2998.
That number once again, Leonardo.
800-683-2998.
We're going to give you my job.
Okay. Thank you very much, and I'll see you in a few days.
And Kay, hold on for a second. The thing is, I would give you two tickets to the Confessions of St. Augustine, but they're free, and so you can go that evening. But again, would you like, I'll have you talk to Diane, if you want two tickets for testimony that we had with our guest Tom Mulligan earlier. So stay on the line, Kay. Thank you for that call. God bless you.
Thank you.
And Leonardo, any closing comments to our listeners that you haven't had a chance to mention so far? Because this conversation is fascinating, how in your own personal conversion, you are now, a sense, bringing alive the Gospels and the saints in our church.
Well, I just want to close maybe by saying that it's going to be an honor and a privilege to be able to come to a university, a Catholic university, at DePaul, and to bring one of these great works to life, this great person in St. Augustine. He lived in the academic world, was a professor, and so I think it's apropos that he comes to a city like Chicago, just as he was in the in Rome and Milan and the great centers of culture and civilization at his time. So I hope this brings about a renewal in the love of these great works that can help revive our civilization.
And I see you're getting ready to bring to life one of my favorite characters, St. John Vianney, the Curie of Ars.
I am. I'd like your listeners all to say a prayer about that, because this may be one of our biggest challenges, to do the life of St. John Vianney.
How so?
Time out. Oh, we're out of time.
We're out of time.
So I want to thank in a special way Leonardo DeFilippis, who will do a powerful one-man production of a classical masterpiece, The Confessions of St. Augustine, on Tuesday, April 28th at 7 p.m. at DePaul University, the Student Center, 120, 2250 North Sheffield in Chicago. It is free. And I want to thank in a very special way our guest, also to our producer, Diane Dunnigan, engineer Michael May, for their outstanding work. To co-host Graziano Marcheschi, to our listeners, God bless, and have a wonderful, safe weekend.
This is Cardinal Francis George. Thank you for being with us this past hour on Relevant Radio 950 AM. Join us every day, Monday through Friday, as the Archdiocese of Chicago presents the Catholic Community of Faith. Have a wonderful day and God bless you.